From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Giabili reporting. Turkey's ruling party has claimed victory in a referendum granting broad new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. With preliminary vote tallies completed and celebrations erupting in Istanbul, Erdogan told cheering supporters that the Yes camp had secured 25 million votes, 1.3 million more than those cast by opponents of the sweeping changes. He also said the referendum had ended Turkish decades-long history of military intervention in government. The yes vote means the Turkish parliament will be largely sidelined. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is stressing the strength of the American alliance with South Korea hours after the latest failed missile test by Pyongyang.
This is a challenging time all over the world, but especially here in the Asia Pacific. The opportunity for me to be here today at such a time as this is a privilege for me. But let me assure you, under President Trump's leadership, our resolve has never been stronger. Our commitment to this historic alliance with the courageous people of South Korea has never been stronger. And with your help and with God's help, freedom will ever prevail.
Pence's mission on his first trip to South Korea is to explain to leaders in Japan, Indonesia, Australia, and South Korea about a policy called maximum pressure and engagement, aimed at increasing pressure on North Korea's government. The failed missile launch from North Korea's port city of Sinpo came a day after a massive military parade in the North Korean capital that amounted to a show of force by Pyongyang. This is VOA News. Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, the day they believe Jesus rose from the dead. Throngs of the faithful showed up at the Vatican's flower-filled St. Peter's Square for Pope Francis' celebration of Easter Sunday Mass. Pope Francis denounced how migrants, the poor and the marginalized, are treated. He said they see their human dignity crucified every day through injustice and corruption. The Pope asked in his prayers for peace in the Middle East, beginning with the Holy Land as well as in Iraq and Yemen. Over in Jerusalem, masses of different denominations of both Western and Eastern Christians coexisted in the same holy space. VOA's Robert Berger reports.
Easter dawned in Jerusalem with the sunrise service at the Garden Tomb, where worshipers sang hymns of the resurrection. The setting is biblical. The scriptures say Jesus was buried in a garden, and facing an ancient empty tomb carved into a rock, the congregation proclaimed that the Lord is risen. Pilgrims came from all over the world, including Travis Cullimore from San Francisco in the United States.
Being here where Christ was caused me to strengthen my faith.
The old city was also packed with Jewish pilgrims celebrating the week-long biblical holiday of Passover. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States is calling on regional countries, including Russia and Pakistan, not to support the Taliban in their bid to perpetuate the very long war in Afghanistan. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster made the remark Sunday after talks with Afghan leaders on his first trip to Kabul since taking office.
As all of us have hoped for many, many years, we've hoped that Pakistani leaders will understand that it's in their interest to go after these groups less selectively than they have in the past, and that the best way to pursue their interests in Afghanistan and elsewhere is through diplomacy, not through the use of proxies that engage in violence.
Afghan officials said the discussions focus on bilateral security matters, fighting regional terrorism, and strengthening the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, or ANDSF. McMaster's visit follows calls by U.S. military commanders for adding a few thousand more troops to the roughly 8,400 American troops already stationed in Afghanistan. An apparent car bombing attack of a bus convoy in Syria has killed dozens of people set for evacuation from two besieged towns in the northern part of the country. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports. I'm Giabili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.